Hello and welcome to the Clear Clutter, Find Time podcast. I'm Bridget Johns, organisation expert and time optimiser at Be Simply Free. I adore supporting busy women to save time and money and reduce their mental load by decluttering their homes, phones, calendars and minds so they can spend more time collecting moments, not things. Each week I'll share simple yet practical tips to help you and your family get organised because mums aren't maids and family members need to be part of the team to run a household too. If you're ready to go from overwhelmed to organized, let's get started with today's episode. Today, we're continuing on with kitchens and we're going to be talking about fridge organization. But as we start every episode, I'm sharing two things, something that is simplifying my life and something that is bringing joy to my life. This week, something that is simplifying my life is letting Mr. Farmer organise some of our holiday. We have just been away to the Motherland Conference over in Tasmania, and I organised half the holiday. We didn't have any plans for the second half of our holiday, so I thought I would leave it up to him to get everything organised, and oh my goodness, it is amazing when someone else does the organisation. So I left him in the room to pack up all our luggage, to check out of the hotel, decide where we're staying for the next 2 nights, and choose what options we were going to do and activities for the next 2.5 days. If you are someone that organizes all your family holidays, I would highly encourage you to think about letting someone else do the hard work of the mental load of planning. Yes, we didn't do all the things that maybe I would have chosen, but it was just wonderful to go with the flow and let him take over the planning. Something that is bringing joy to my life, and I also did while we were away on holidays, was cross stitch. I love doing cross stitch when I was a kid, but it is something I stopped doing obviously as I got older, but it is an activity that definitely brings joy to my life. It is almost a form of meditation for me. The repetitive nature of stitching one stitch over the other is really therapeutic for me, and it actually lets my brain rest and stops my hand scrolling social media. Something that also stopped me doing cross stitch was there wasn't any good designs. I didn't like the traditional ones that were available, but I found Spruce Craft Co., and I'll share the link in the show notes. They have some awesome quote cross stitch patterns that are really beautiful, and I actually frame them and put them in my bookcase in the lounge room. So they almost just look like a print. One of my favorite quotes is one from Coco Chanel: a girl should be two things, who and what she wants. And it is a beautiful cross stitch design that I see every day in my lounge room. Now let's get into my 5 tips for mastering fridge organization. My number one tip, which I share in most spaces, is everything having a home and getting everyone to put things back in its home in the fridge. We can be really good with putting things away in other places of our houses, but a lot of people just shove everything into the fridge and there is no logical place for finding things. Being a big space, things can be stacked and pushed to the back and we can lose a lot of things, but if we can have designated spaces, it makes it much easier to find and notice when things are running out. For example, in our fridge, the top left-hand corner is where we store our milk. And we also have a big 3-liter jug for water in that top shelf. And the second shelf down is where we have pre-prepared or already cooked food. Down the very bottom, which a lot of people have, is the crisper. And that's where we have all the vegetables. And the row above that has the raw meat. And I tend to put all the raw meat on either a chopping board or in a container so it's not leaking through to the next level. The key thing for everything having a home is also communicating that home with the people in your family that are using the fridge. It is really important that you tell them where things go, show them, get them to put it back in the right place if they're putting it in the wrong place, so you're not adding extra mental load or reorganizing the fridge every time you open it. You could also just get out that sticky tape, my favorite way of labeling things, a sticky tape and permanent marker, and put a little note of where things go if you're wanting to teach everyone to put it back. Tip number 2 is to use clear containers and again those labels. A lot of us have Tupperware from when we were younger or maybe inherited from family members, but when they are opaque and you can't see through them or they're a solid material, it is much harder to see into it and it's more likely that those things end up in the back of the fridge and go moldy before we use them. I'm a big fan of having square or rectangle containers in the fridge too because they stack much easier rather than the round containers. Tip number three is to follow the first in, first out rule. So this is a way of minimizing food waste. It's making sure that the first thing you purchased is the first thing you use. When we don't have homes for things in the fridge, when we come home from a food shop, we can be putting all the new things in the front of the fridge and not getting to the things at the back. So make sure you're using what you purchased last week before you're using the new item that you purchased this week. Tip number four is to optimize temperature zones. In my past life, I'm actually a food technologist and studied food science at university. So there are different places in your fridge which will keep things cooler. The door is the warmest place in your freezer. So it is recommended that you don't have things that will spoil easy in your fridge door. Tip number five is to clean and declutter that fridge regularly. I don't do it weekly, but definitely when our fridge is running low and there's not much in there, I will take the time to wipe out each of the shelves to make sure it's all clean and organized. You can pull things out, give them a little wash with mild detergent, water and vinegar to give it a clean out. By cleaning out the fridge, it also encourages you to get rid of the things that have spoiled and are taking up valuable space in your fridge. And a bonus tip from something we were talking about last week about displaying what you love in your kitchen. I actually use the side of our fridge to store precious memories that want a quick glance of occasionally but don't want on display all the time. I have my son, who's 12 now, his first birthday invitation. It was with a magnet on the back, so it lives on the side of our fridge. Many of our friends gave us save the date magnets for their weddings. Gosh. Probably 10, 15 years ago, so they also live on the side of our fridge. There's even a picture of me when I was doing calisthenics as a kid that somehow has found its way to our fridge. It is a great way to get a quick look at those things that bring back memories, but not have them on display for everyone to see. On the side of the fridge, we also have a really important tool for our kitchen, which is an ugly magnet pen. It's very common that the kids or even Mr. Farmer will be looking for a pen to use to write on some paperwork on the kitchen bench. There used to be never one we could find. From when I was on holidays with my girlfriends in 2008, I think, we visited a crocodile farm in far north Queensland, and I have this big ugly pen which has a magnet on the top which can clip to the side of the fridge. It means we can use that pen at any time, but no one would want to steal it and take it to school or work to use on a day-to-day basis. So if you have the problem of never finding your pen, I highly encourage you next time you're on holidays or visiting a knick-knack or tourist shop, see if you can find an ugly magnet pen to have on the side of your fridge. So they are my 5+2 bonus tips for keeping your fridge organized. As always, these episodes are just a taste of the work and support I give to people in my Be Simply Free 4-week online course. And then for the course participants that want additional support, they are welcome to join the Be Simply Free Forever alumni membership for continuing support over the weeks and months to come to continue to declutter and simplify their lives. If you're a past member of the Clear Clutter Find Time course, you can jump straight into the alumni monthly membership. So send me a DM or email and I can give you all those details. Thank you for joining me on this kitchen mini series within the podcast, and let me know which space you would like us to talk more about next week. And as always, remember, a year from today, you'll be so grateful you spent 1% of your day today decluttering.